Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 1, verse 18. Amazing truth as we open the text. We've been talking about trials. We've been talking about troubles. He's made it very clear, James has, that it's not the devil you have to worry about. It's the monster within. It's you that's the problem. It's me that's the problem. It's sin that dwells in us. And God allows the troubles in life to come along in our lives, not the temptations of life. That's not from God. But He allows the trials and the troubles as His gymnasium to work your life and to work my life so that the very character of Christ may be developed in us. And He's been proving that, James has, by saying that God gives good gifts. God gives maturing gifts. And now he makes an amazing statement. As he wraps up this idea of the gifts that God gives to prove his point, he says this. Verse 18, of His own will, talking about the Father, He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. He's talking about our spiritual birth. He's talking about the goodness of His character. And I want you to notice, as he starts this off, he says that you were brought to faith because of His will. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am a Christ follower because of His will. You see, by His own will, of His own will, He brought us forth. This is a great verse that's kind of a picture of birthing. You and I are birthed by God into the faith. Remember what Jesus said to Nicky on that night long ago when He said, unless you are born
again,
be born of the Spirit and born of water. This whole idea of being born anew, He brings us forth out of His will. It is God's will for your life. It is the will of God that none should perish, Peter would say in 2 Peter 3, that none should perish. He's waiting. He's waiting for your friends and your neighbors and your family and your foes. He's waiting for them to come to Christ and you to tell them. It's of His will He brought you forth. Now the you isn't you. The you is y'all. Don't ever think it's about you. It's not about you. It's about y'all. Americans think you. The Bible says y'all. He's talking about the family of God, the flock of God, the people of God. And he says He brought us by the word of truth. Now we know who that is. That's Jesus. John 1 would tell us that. He brought you forth by the word. Ephesians 1 would tell us that we first heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, and then we believed, we received, and we were then surrounded, sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. So it is the word of God that is the mechanism, if you will, of your birthing of His will for you to follow Christ, for me to follow Christ. Now remember, the whole point of this little caveat here is to prove the goodness of God, that He gives good gifts. Now look what he says, that you and I, that we might be, there's a potential there. You can live up to your potential or you cannot. It's your choice. You might be, that we might be, what? We might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. So he's talking specifically about the first century. He's talking about the we, and James is written real early. James is written real early, one of the earliest New Testament books. He's saying we might be a kind of first fruits. Now, do you know first fruits? Any of you ever had a fruit tree?
Yep.
The first fruits are the ones that get ripe first.
Yep.
That doesn't mean they're the all fruits. That means there's a bunch more coming. Now listen, you and I are part of that bunch. We're part of the later fruits. You and I are part of the later fruits. We're 2,000 years later, but we're still fruit of the tree, fruit of the will, fruit of the word. And God is calling you and I to remember that when He gives you trials, it's part and parcel of the life of God, because He's trying to make you more and more into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ, by character. And He wants you to work with Him so that your patience would have its perfect work, and that you may be whole and mature, lacking nothing. And if you're confused and don't know what to do, ask God, and He will take the information that you have, and He will help you apply it to the situation you are in, so that you can begin to radiate the character of Jesus. James 1, 18. He's going to go on and talk about trials, and he's going to wrap this idea up soon, but you and I are blessed to know that it is the will of God that birthed us through the Word of God that we heard, so that we could enjoy the benefits of God. And sometimes that's trials.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.